There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is the Golf Hour
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor.
You can color me obsessed with Highland Pines Golf Club. I just got out there this past Wednesday. I was absolutely in love with the property. Had to get someone from the club on. We're lucky enough to have John Montag, the general manager and director of golf at Highland Pines, on the show. This is one of the newest and most talked about golf destinations. The greater Houston area, but in the state of Texas itself. Now, Highland Pines opened late 2022 as the first new public golf course in Houston in over a decade. You know, it's already turning heads. At Tour 18 did a great design. You have dramatic elevation changes there along the San Jacinto River. And, I want to get into the Xeon Zoysia grass. It's the first of its kind laser zoysia greens that are built to thrive in the Texas heat. And as GM, John oversees everything from course conditions to golfer experience to integrating the club into the Highlands Master Plan community. I'm really excited to have John on the show. John, welcome in. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Hey, yeah, thanks for having me, and fantastic lead-in. I don't know how I can follow that up.
You know, John, you're leading Highland Pines at a very exciting time. I mean, what drew you to the role of GM there, and how has your vision evolved since you arrived?
Yeah, well, I started this company back in 1993, so there's been a lot of evolution over the last 32 years. Started in the cart barn at Tour 18 way back when, and kind of worked my way through the ranks to work it up to the director of golf position. So the evolution has taken some time, without a doubt. Golf has changed. We got a lot of new people coming in, a lot of families, a lot of kids, a lot of wives. You know, golf is in a great place for us. So just happy that we have a product that we can get out there and to see the excitement on people's faces, not only when they pull up the clubhouse, but when they finish up their day, come into the restaurant, you know, tell some stories, you know, just a lot of buzz.
Once again, John Montag, GM of Highland Pines Golf Club, joins us live on ESPN 97.5 Houston. John, can you walk us through the member and public mix at Highland Pines, the semi-private model? How do you balance the need of members, casual public rounds, tournaments, juniors, community access? How do you balance all of it?
It's exactly like you said there. It's a balance, without a doubt. We've got our priorities, without a doubt. You know, our members are certainly, it's a long-term relationship, so they're at the top of the heap right there. Being a huge part of the neighborhood in the Highlands, you know, the community access is important to us as well. I grew up in public golf. That's kind of the DNA for what we had from the Tour 18 days back in the 90s. So we always want to offer the access to the public as well. But certainly, you know, our members top it. Community access for the residents of the Highlands are in there and strong with us. And then certainly get the public out there to enjoy the Highland Pines experience.
Okay, let's talk about the Xeon Zoysia fairways, the rough, yeah, the laser Zoysia greens. I mean, some of the purest turf in Houston, if not the very best. How have those innovations impacted playability and maintenance? And what is the feedback you're hearing from the golfers?
And, you know, the feedback's been phenomenal. We've had Xeon Zoysia in the fairways and roughs and stuff like that for quite a while. You found them in kind of, you know, the high-end golf courses in the neighborhood around here as well as across the nation. For us, the laser Zoysia on the greens was the first in the world, from what I'm told on that one. We've had a lot of interest from some future golf courses that are installing their greens and kind of, you know, putting their plan together on it. You were out there. You got a chance to putt them. It's a fantastic surface, on that. They roll extremely true. There is no grain on it, so what you see is what you get as far as that. Maintenance-wise, they've been phenomenal. You know, granted, we opened up November 22. We're still very young as far as that's concerned, but the golf course has grown in fantastic. The reviews have been awesome. Once again, you got a chance to be out there and play the golf course. We've got the rolling terrain, something you don't get to see, you know, in this part of Texas. So once again, special, very, very special.
The turf conditions were absolutely perfect, John. A job well done. Well, I saw when I was playing, it looked like there's some communities going up, some, you know, maybe some developments coming up around the area. How has the Porter, Montgomery County area evolved in terms of golf demand and real estate, retail development, and how does Highland Pines fit into that larger community?
You know, Porter's exploded. There is no doubt as soon as 99, you know, developed and blew on through and extended past, you know, I refer to it as Highway 59, now it's 69 with the interstate and stuff like that, but that whole area east of the San Jacinto River is huge now. If you haven't been out there in a couple of years, you will be shocked by the amount of development out there. The Highlands came in with Caldwell Properties. They're building a community that's going to have anywhere from 3,000 to 3,500 rooftops when all is said and done, 10-year plan, something like that is what they're forecasting. And with that, there's no doubt a trickle down. You know, we've got businesses coming out there, restaurants coming out there, theaters going out there, just all the things that people are going to want when they're living in these master plan communities. We're just very fortunate to be part of it. Obviously, we're Highland Pines. They're the Highlands community. So we're joined at the hip and are very excited to watch both of us grow as the years pass.
What's your biggest challenge as GM of Highland Pines?
Balance is probably the biggest thing, being able to wear those multiple hats, you know, not only with the customers, but with my staff and with the green department and with the restaurant as well and stuff like that. Just being able to balance between, you know, all the multiple hats that I wear throughout the day and making sure that those relationships that I'm building, that, you know, I maintain them, you know, stay in contact. You know, that's really the biggest job for me, is just to communicate, you know, and get the word out. You know, and have people know that I'm here. If you have a questions, shoot me an email, shoot me a text, swing on by, knock on the door. You know, I'm always available just to hear what you have to say. I've been very fortunate that a lot of it is positive. I've had some constructive criticism, which we've acted upon and just made the product better for everybody. But Highland Pines is on a fantastic trajectory.
Top to bottom, I was totally impressed, John. I mean, the whole property looks amazing. There's not a blade of grass out of place. An incredible golf course. I recommend everyone get out there. John, a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
For parents with juniors listening, what is the club offering for juniors at the moment?
You know, we do a lot of junior programs. We have one in the summer months. We have one in the spring as well. We'll probably roll one maybe in the winter months, probably starting that in 2026 as the neighborhood grows. But it's a huge part of our any golf business model as far as keeping the families and keeping going. You know, I not only do I have Highland Pines, but I have Augusta Pines as well. We have a teaching school here on property that does a great job with juniors, Summit Golf Schools out here. We will hopefully get something very similar to that over at Highland Pines, whether it be something we do in-house with our current staff, which we have some fantastic staff there that give some great lessons. So certainly contact the shop and get out and go. But nothing better than spending some time, you know, with the family. That's something I've been very fortunate over the years, being in golf, is to have my daughter brought up here at Augusta Pines and, you know, watching her learn how to drive a golf cart, which allowed her to learn how to drive a car, and without me pulling out my hair on that one, it's been very enjoyable to have the families and have the families involved, not only in my life, but mine as well.
Once again, this is John Montauk, GM at Highland Pines Golf Club. John, the ninth hole was my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved
eagle
that.
Putt? Did you make the eagle putt?
I had an eagle putt and three putted for par. I put my drive on the left side of the fairway. It was a tucked back left pin. I put a hybrid to the right side of the green and then three putted up the hill. Nonetheless, my favorite hole on the property.
Welcome to Highland Pines.
Yeah. Now, the greens, we could talk about them all day. Just running phenomenal,
sure.
John.
What's your opinion, what's the
signature stretch out there?
For us, the signature hole for us out there is obviously number 8. That's that par 3 you hit right before heading to the par 5. You know, it's not an island green, but certainly there's a lot of water in front of it. You can play it anywhere from 215 yards all the way up to the front tees, which, you know, right over 100 yards on that one. But just a beautiful hole with a surround. It's got the rock there on the kind of the beachhead there as you work your way up into the green and stuff like that. Nine, you can't beat it. You know, that second shot, you know, coming down that ridge line headed down to the green is pretty awesome. One of my favorites is number 11, a little sweeping dogleg right on that, which is kind of a lot of fun as well. But right now, I've got a love-hate relationship with each and every one of those holes out there. Kind of depends on the day on that one. But without a doubt, it's going to be a relationship that I'm going to have with the golf course for a long time to come.
For golfers thinking about playing your course, what advice would you give them to get the most out of their day at Highland Pines?
Well, I mean, two things. One, hit it where you can see it. And two, as you witnessed on number nine, keep it below the hole, without a doubt. You want as many uphill putts as possible when you get out there. But the course is out there to be gotten. Very generous off the tee boxes. You're not going to get a bad lie, even if you happen to, you know, score a little bit left or right and get in the rough. That soybean grass really holds the ball up well, so you have a chance to advance it. Get it on the green. Do what you can to keep it below the hole. You know, be as aggressive as you want to be when you're below the hole. But be very, very careful. Excuse me, when you're below the hole, yes. But very, very careful when you get above the hole, because as you fell victim, it can bite you quickly.
John, I'll tell you what, I missed the green long on three.
Okay.
A great dog leg right there, beautiful tree line. I missed the green long on three, and I step up over my chip. I see in my head, I'm going, oh, this looks a little downhill. You know, I make sure to adjust my landing spot. This looks like a pretty straightforward chip. This thing, I chip it just on the green, and it almost didn't stop rolling. I thought I was going to lose it down to the fairway, you know, settled there about 15 feet past the cup. I absolutely love the back-to-front greens, John. Very well done. My last question for you, where do you see Highland Pines in 5 to 10 years?
You know, it's matured fantastically over the, you know, 2.5-3 years that we've been open already. In 5 to 10 years down the road, I just see it getting better and better. It's going to be one of the pinnacle golf courses in the area for a long time to be. We're fortunate to be in the neighborhood that we're in and have the partners that we do have. The staff is fantastic. I've got, you know, for me, it's a younger staff, so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to keep them for 5 to 10 years, because that's a huge part of the membership, is having those relationships with the guys in the shop, the people in the restaurant, and stuff like that. So we're just looking to have a lot of fun. That's your goal when you come out, to tell us the stories that you had. You know, some are going to be some knee knockers, and, you know, some are going to be get some belly laughs out of it as well. But just to share the experience of Highland Pines with as many people as we can over the next 5 to 10 years.
John, great job, and thanks for taking the time to come on the show today.
Sure.
I appreciate you letting me come out and play, and I look forward to seeing and talking with you soon.
Well, next time you come out, leave a fourth spot. We'd love to come out and hang out with you.
Thanks, John. That is John Montauk, GM at the Great Highland Pines Golf Club in Porter, Texas. You're looking for a round of golf this weekend, take it out there. We're out of time here on the Golf Hour with Will Doctor. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.